Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Agriculture Minister hails the country's farmers on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer is commending the over 220,000 farmers in Jamaica for significantly reducing the country's food import bill by approximately $5 billion in 2014. The figure, he says, represents a 4.5% decline over 2013 and is the largest recorded since 2009.
It is because of your efforts that despite the dry conditions, the domestic food crop sector grew by some 3.4% in the first quarter of 2015 between January to March of this year.
He has also commended the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, on 120 years of service to agriculture in Jamaica.
Any organization that has survived for so long clearly forms a part of the backbone of the sector in this country. I believe that the success of the agricultural sector is due also to the exemplary leadership of the Jamaica Agricultural Society over these past 120 years. As one of the oldest institutions in Jamaica, the JAS is in an important and powerful organization.
He is also applauding the farmers who attended the 120th annual general meeting of the JAS so that they could get information to take back to their branches.
This kind of interaction is very important because it is one time for the year that the farmers get the opportunity to come together and to interact and interchange ideas at this annual general meeting.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer. And on the Calling Farmers notice board this morning, Senator Norman Grant has been elected to serve another three-year term as JAS president, with Donald Berry returning as first vice president and Royston Johnson as second vice president. And now for our proverb of the day. Same bird we carry the news come at the same bird take it back. And this means the person who brings gossip to you is the same one taking it back.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring being. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroying the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers. Have a great day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.